We're back on QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Rob, cruising, long-term, maybe even retirement on a cruise ship could be cheaper.
Like full-time.
Like full-time. Could be cheaper than living in Calgary.
Hmm. Well, it's intriguing me.
Have you ever cruised?
Yeah. Funny you say that. I've never actually been on a cruise. But apparently I came close to recently talking to my mom. I call these aging truths. She told me and my twin sister that we were conceived on a cruise.
Ah, so you were on a cruise ship.
It's as close as I got.
I've been on a few since I was young. Went with my parents. I've been on a river cruise. I've been on those, the big boats as well. I've been on a party cruise. They're fun. I don't know if I could live on the ocean.
So I was going to ask you.
And I don't know how it works. So let's bring in our guest to talk about this. We've got Leslie Cater. The travel lady is here. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's get right into the average price for a going on a cruise, about $3,000. Is that accurate?
Yeah, probably works out too. But, you know, there's so many things, different ways of what's included in cruises. So sometimes it's a little bit hard to compare apples to apples. But generally, I think in the big picture, it's cheaper to go on a cruise than maybe try and do your own thing because there's so much included.
And so what would we just multiply that by six if you want to have 6 months on a cruise ship?
Oh, well, yes. You see, generally, if there's lots included, probably works out to about $500 a day. That's with drinks, meals, excursions. But here's the thing. You do get some extra benefit by going on a longer cruise. And I know we were talking a little bit about living on a cruise ship. A lot of people will go on a world cruise that maybe lasts 6 months, 5 months. And doing something like that, it can, the pricing can range from $25,000 up to $100,000, depending on the type of ship you choose and what's included in that package. But one thing for sure, I'm telling you, is you're going to have to be very careful spending 6 months on a cruise ship, because we all know even 2 weeks on a cruise ship, you come back with those extra pounds.
Well, I wonder how Mario Salcedo, known as Super Mario, how much pounds he's gained since this 74-year-old man. His fans call him Super Mario. Since 1997, he has cruised every major cruise line since, more recently, he's pretty much been living on there. He spends about 15 days at port, kind of just getting his medical checkups and stuff like that. But this man lives on the cruise line.
You hear it all the time.
Right? And what we're hearing, and this is what we want your input on, Leslie, is that possible nowadays? And we're hearing it's about $80,000 for a full year all in on a cruise line. Does that make sense?
That's a really good deal. Now, there are some what they call residences at sea, where people, it's like you buy a condo, but it's floating. And they have like a condo board, and they have meetings as to where the ship should go. Sometimes they will let out their suite of rooms, like an Airbnb type of thing, to somebody else. And I know someone who went on one of those, and she said it was nothing like going on a cruise, because in the public areas, she said there was never anybody, because everybody's got their own chef and their own kitchen in their own little apartment or suite at sea. So she said it didn't have that same kind of social feel that you get on a regular cruise ship. But people have told me that they end up saving money by going on a longer cruise, a world cruise. So how do they do that? Because we know it's a lot of money. They maybe rent their apartment out through an Airbnb. They put their car up on blocks so they don't have to pay insurance. They stop their Netflix subscriptions. All of those things add up. And so they have told me, and I've met people cruising who've been doing this, they said at the end of the day, it's cheaper for them to do that, and it's cheaper for them to go on a world cruise than invest in a condo down in Palm Springs or somewhere.
That's fascinating. I know there's always a benefit of cruise ships and food and all of those things. The drawbacks of living on a cruise, can you start to talk about those?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, you are in a confined area, and I say that even though some of the suites are very big. But when you're at sea, that's it. You are structured to the extent that you go to the same restaurants. You've got the same people alongside you all the time. Now, for some people who are looking for a really social environment, take, for example, the reason why people move into retirement complexes. They want that social activity. But, you know, if you're a little bit of a more independent person or couple, at the end of the day, it might get a bit annoying to keep bumping into those same people all the time.
Can you get some of those kind of assisted care services on a cruise ship?
I have known people to travel on a cruise ship with their caregiver. So, and of course, then you have to bear in mind as well, you can get I don't think they call it disabled room anymore. It's something else. But I have been in those rooms and inspected them, and they've got the bars in the bathrooms. They've got the little wedge where you could actually take a wheelchair out onto the balcony. So they have made all of those things a lot better for people with disabilities. Certainly there's some transportation by cruise. As you said, Faisal, you've done a river cruise, and you know that there's a lot of stairs on a river cruise, so it's not entirely suitable for somebody who's got any kind of disability. But generally, these big cruise ships, they'll have a medical staff on board, a team, they'll have a medical facility, and they can deal with the medical emergencies for sure.
I can definitely see that coming in the future, assisted living or retirement homes on a boat instead of on land. It's coming. Rob, there's your next business idea. Leslie, I want to thank you for joining us. You've been fantastic. Thank you for joining us and giving us all this great information.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
We've been joined by Leslie, the travel lady. Fantastic work. And now, Rob, people want to travel. They want to have that freedom to choose 6 months or go on go and travel the world in a different way. But travel is one part of retirement that people want. We're having a retirement seminar coming up so people can discuss how they can make that become a reality and that kind of experience that they want for their retirement. When's that seminar, Rob?
You got it. Join us our next one in Calgary, Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. You can go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
All right. Here's the big debate that we're hearing. When is the best time to withdraw from your RSP? And should you do it sooner rather than later because of all the tax issues upon death? Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.